Parshas Bo, we find in the Parshas, we're holding in the Parshas of the Makis of Yetzias Mitzrayim, and there's a few interesting ha'aris in the union of the Makis. First of all, when we get all the markets, we find a very interesting hanhaga that Kadosh Baruch Hu sent Moshe Rabbeinu to warn Paroi. He brought the marker on the Egyptians, Mitzrayim, and then it was supposed to go away. But a lot of times, many markets by Tzvadeya, and other markers, it could be all the markers, but a lot of markers for sure, we find the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu was asked by Paroi to bring to get rid of the mark. You want me to get rid of it? He says, yeah, the Paroi was Svadeya. May you call Paroi the Moshe Rabbeinu, Matiru al Hashem, Dav of Yosef, Swami Amen, Miami. We see the Mahalakha, the marker went away, was Be'oifin HaTfilah. Dav Be'oifin HaTfilah. Atiru el Hashem, David Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu told him, "When do you want me, hey, David?" So we see that the tefillah was an oifin. It wasn't just a void. Okay, I'm going to let them go. You know, just take away the marker. No, there was a tzura of tefillah that had to be in order for the marker to go away. And we have to understand. Secondly, we have to understand. In the mark of, in the beginning of Parshas Bo, so Moshe Rabbeinu, we spoke about this last week. This year we have a new mahalach. We find, "Vayoyim Moshe Hashem Moshe Boyel Paroi Ki Aniach Basli Bavas Leva Avlamat Shisi Oyster Rabbeinu Bekir Boy Olamat Tesab Bavosni Vinduch Venuich Hashem Salalti BeMitzrayim." We were warning on the word Salalti. The uncles Taikus the Salalti. All the nisim I did in front of Paroi. But the Rashi learns a lot of sichakti. I made a joke, a laughing stock of Paro. So last week we had a whole about what's the pshat of the din dafka, like we said, the Maaseh Chofetz Chaim to laugh at Hashem dafka told the Sabbim Esesh sichakti that I made them into a laughing stock. I made a joke and a leitzonis of Mitzrayim. So last week we spent a mahalach. I'll call it Sinusa Asur because he wouldn't have what he want to say a different shot. Praise Hashem. But Yavoy Moshe Ve'ava Yoyim Re'elov Kurema Hashem Al-Kevin and Masai Me'anto Le'onois Miponai Shalach Ami Ve'avduni. You see, very interesting in that warning in Parashas Bo, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and warns Paroi and he uses a very interesting lashon and Masai Me'anto Le'onois Miponai. To when are you going to lay onos? Rashi says this kono of whom gives us oni. When are you going to come and oni befana? What's the side over here, by side? We want to just say it, and we want to touch it also with it, tied into the end of the parasha. Also, at the end of the parasha, we have the mitzvah of tefillin. The Torah says, and it's very important, a lot of poskim hold, that a person puts on tefillin, he has to have kavana for Yetzias Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's a first apostle. He asked, "Rabbi, where do you get that from?" Well, open the Bible. And in it says, at the end of the parasha, so it says, there's the mitzvah of pidyon haben. And you should put the tefillin. So much of the tefillin is in why we do it is because of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So pastors, you want to have kavana? Why are you doing the mitzvah of tefillin? You're doing it. Hashem commanded us to do it. We do it because it's meshabed the guf and the moyach. But the person says, "V'hoya, it should be on your arms." Because we're doing it because the Torah is telling us the time. Because Hashem took us out, that's what put on tefillin. So a person should think that I'm wearing the tefillin. I think in some of the tefillin it says it, but also Zeches is Yisrael. That's why I'm putting on the tefillin. So we have to understand why tefillin is the Zeches is Yisrael. We know the mitzvahs of the Yontif for sure Zeches is Yisrael, but why is tefillin connected to Yisrael? Secondly, V'hoyah lo'ois al yodcho v'darshin the Gemara Menachos yodcho yad keiho. The weak hand. It's very interesting. All the things we do, we take a lulav, put it as a righty. Machloik is the makar and machaber ros. Some hold even a lefty put in the right hand. The right hand is yamin, has a certain connotation for godless. So yad yamin is the chashiva chashiv yad. But so if you're a righty, and here we put it on a weaker hand. Why do we put tefillin on a weaker hand? It's very interesting. First, we'll talk about it. I want to say a yisod, which I think is a very, very big yisod. It's something that we have to work on very stark. Give me a Mr. Bruce, I have a yisod of Isai. And the yisod of the whole yitini of Yitzias Mitzvah, I want to say a big chiddush. The first of all, the Rambam, he said over also, what's pshat? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machbid leiv parai. He's machbid leiv parai. We know that usually HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get involved in a person's bechira. And over here, parai seemingly wanted to let them go. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machbid leiv. So the Rambam asked the kasha. The Rambam says the Mahalach that a person become a Russian that was tshuva so bad he becomes such a rich Russia that Kodesh Baruch Hu takes away his bechira. He's not going to do tshuva, whatever. That's the Rambam's Mahalach. The Beis Halevi once spoke out last year in a whole shmuz that he had to equal out the bechira because his bechira was being affected. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was showing him miracles upon miracles. He had to let them go. So the hachbet says the Beis Halevi was to equal it out. But l'chayre, we want to say maybe another Mahalach. That is a very important yeah, Mahalach or Boisai. And the Yisoid of the Sarah Makos of Yitzias Mitzrayim and our Avodas Hashem also of us. There's many other kash things that we'll try to answer with this Boisai. But Lamaisa, we have to, the Yisod, we have to understand, Rabbi Yisai, the Yisod of these parashiyas are so important for us to learn Amuna B'Hashem, Rabbi Yisai. The person is supposed to learn the parashiyas of Ashmois, Va'ei, Rabbi, B'Shach, all the parashiyas of Rabbi Yisai. These parashiyas, they talk about Yisias Mitzrayim, are supposed to give us a tremendous injection of Amuna U'Bitachon B'Hashem, Rabbi Yisai. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu was the Borei Romani. But we have to internalize a certain Yisoid, and this is what the point of the whole Asel Chor Asor Makas on Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisai. The Asor Makas on Mitzrayim was not only to punish the Mida Kenegan Mida, but it was also to spring Paroi, who Paroi lived a life of feeling that the human being is in control of his own. He's in control of his life. He's in control of his physical life, of his being in this world. He's in control of everything that goes on around him. And Paro believed this so strongly that he felt he became a deity, a god himself. But a person lives a life, and Paro lived this at a very high level, where he feels that he's in control. And he's in charge, and everything that happens in a person's life, the Paro was not only acting it, but pronouncing it, and giving it out to the Olam that he's in charge, that a human being is in charge of what goes on. And the Yisoy of the Surah Machis was to bring Paro to his knees and understand the Yisod. Not only for power, for us, that we have no control of anything that happens in this world. Hakol bidei shamayim chutz miyir shamayim. Hakol! Everything's bidei shamayim chutz Miyira Shamayim. That's the Bechira, to choose to do the right thing. But everything else in the world, HaKol, including if we find something, including if we lose something, including if we make our flight, including, say, it's only a little thing happening in this world, why can't I control it? Because you're missing a Gemara. HaKol! La'asuye HaKol! Everything is in the control of the Eibishter. And Paroi, in the Makos, the Bereshit had an agenda. Because Paro was the epitome of the antithesis of this whole hashkofa, the hashkofa ha'amiti of ha'olam, that Bereshit is the boire umanhig. He's the boire umanhig. Not only did he create the world, but every single thing that goes on in this world, down to the itty bitty tiniest of things, where the person can go to the bathroom. But he's able to go to the bathroom. Come on, Rabbi, take it easy. That's private stuff. The Bereshit is not involved in that. You know, when you come to that area, it's off limits. We go in private to that store. Door number one, door number two, or door number three. But it's private, whatever door we choose. It's a private situation. Here, Golui v'yodua lifnei chisei chivoydecha. We come out of the bathroom and we talk about Kisei HaKavod. Why? That is all in the hands and control of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. HaKol! So Mal, if he's there, one of the tiny beautiful. You know how to tell somebody's really in charge of Boisai? You ever saw puppets with strings? So the person on top, he plays that game with the puppets. This one moves this way, right? So people see that, wow, it looks very... Puppets, strings, attached to the puppets. They're moving this way, that way, backwards, forwards, sideways, flips. Puppets. The highest level of control is where you can massacre with them. Look at Paro! Look how he's bending down now! Look at Paro! Look at look at that frog jumping. Paro has I'm in control here. A frog goes into up his nostril. I'm in control here. Jump. He has a boil on his nose. Big fat bump, such a handsome guy. Whew, I look in the mirror. Wow, I never saw such a handsome guy. You know? Wow, look at that. What was on one day? Blotch! Big fat pimple, as though squeezing it out, mom is shooting out pus. Getting all those pimples out. What happened to me? I was such a handsome guy. Acne breaks out. What's going on here? And they have 16 daughters in my family that has me acne. What's happening to me? Pimple face. Paro's talking, he says, oh, what a handsome guy. Boils all over his face. He's not only controlled, animals are coming to visit him. How you doing, Leo? Leo is interested in eating him for breakfast. He thinks he's in control. Everything is in control. Zero. Nothing. And that's why it's very so meduyik. Sichakti. I made him into a laughing stock. That's the biggest ray of control. And that's where the Masapir, how the Bereshit controls everything, to make them into a laughing stock. When are you not going to humble yourself like an Oni Paro? Because that's what you are when it compares to Odo and Hashem. And it's not the Bereshit just doing, he wants us to understand there's a creator, there's an Odo and there's Avodim. And there's no Adoy, there's no Evid, only to the Bereshit Olam. And that's why it's so meduyik. Every time, what do we care? Moshe, maybe our power says, okay, go out. Just leave the tzoyin. That's all. Just leave your tzoyin behind. A little sheep, what's the problem? Go out! Imagine! Go out! But then you go out with your kids. I didn't want the kids. Go out with the kids. Evid, just leave those sheep. Anyway, it's excess. You need to go out all the way for the sheep. No. We're not leaving any behind because akama, that you're holding something behind, you're not being machniya, you show that you think you have some control. That was power trying to do. It was a mind game. I'm trying to hold something. Leave me a sheep. No, Paro. You're going to get up in the middle of the night in your pajamas and tell us to take the sheep and take all the animals and go in the midbar and take it out because Bereshit's total. And Rashi says, unbelievable. Rashi says when Paro got up in his pajamas in the middle of the night, so he gets up. What does he say over there? Unbelievable, Rashi. This I was on today. I saw this Rashi. Unbelievable. Says Paro. He gets up. He's looking. Where's Vayikra? Where's Moshe? Where's Moshe? Where is he? What's going on? So he gets up. Vayikra the Moshe alayla. Vayomakum matzumi toyrami gamatem lechuv gaz Hashem gam tzoyin kam lechug. Says Rashi. Unbelievable lashon. Hakol kmo shamartem. Lo kmo shamosha marti. Ani botel. I'm Vutel. What's he saying this time? I need Bartel. Who cares if he's Bartel? Just get out of here. I don't want to see you guys ever. I need Bartel. Where Shalach Bartel, Miriam Bartel, that was the Omatsias to become a total Bittel Gomer. That's what pays us Bittel. The total Bittel Gomer. There's no. I need Bartel, Paisen. I'm Bartel. Because he knew that was the Tachlis of everything, was bring Paro down to the level that you have nothing, no control whatsoever. The Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was to bring a person to us, to our Kara also. We have to realize the Tachlis of Yetzias Mitzrayim was that we now, but it comes, it says Yushalmi Psochim, that the night of Pesach when Paroi, that night in Mitzrayim when Paroi screamed, Moshe, the Yushalmi, it says his voice carried, and he says, till now you are Avdei Paro, now you are Avdei Hashem. And the Chonah to be Avdei Hashem was that we have to know to be an Eved Hashem, there is no Atzmius, this Batel, or total Batel, Mavutel. We have to realize that we are not in control of anything. The Mele Fizetz Vei B'Durik Ma'oid. The mitzvah of Tefillin Rabbeisai is Zechis Mitzvah. What's the Pshat? Because Tefillin represents a Shibud. When you put on the Tefillin, we say that Meshabed, in the Tefillin Meshabed Amoyach, our thoughts to the Bnei Shalom. We put on the Yan Meshabed, our hearts. Love the B'cholavav, with your hearts and your soul, Meshabed to Hashem. But which hand do we put it on? This is my own. Some people say it, I never saw it. We put on a weak hand. You know why? Because you're not in control. That's the ickiest sign. Take it. Don't put it if it's your hand, your right hand. The remes here to put it on the weak hand to show you're not an order. When you put it on your left hand, your weak hand, you show this is the whole Matzias of the Tefillin Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out. Yon Chazaka. He's the Adoin, and I'm the servant. This is the Yisoid, Hayisoidos of Yisias Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisrael. Memela, the Makas didn't just stam go away, Rabbi Yisrael. The Makas went away. I did Tefila, Rabbi Yisrael, because the Tachlis of the Maka was for the Tachlis of Bito, and the Yisoid of Tefila, Rabbi Yisrael, is one thing. Says the Mechaber. If a person doesn't daven in front of Hashem, you're not yoytzi. You're going to be aloch in tzadik ches, simon tzadik ches, and simon in hilchas tefila. How is a person supposed to daven? Unbelievable. A person supposed to daven. Tzadik tes, I'm sorry. You know, tzadik ches, tzadik gimel. You spal derech tachnunim. When you daven to Hashem, you have to daven tachnunim, like you're begging mercy. Korosh ha-mevakish ala pesach u-menachas. Like an oni on the Pesach of Menachas. You have to daven like an oni on the Vakash of Pesach. Says the Mishkan Brur in the Be'er Locha. Look, I walked in, he says, yo, I have a lot of stuff. Bereshit, I want some more stuff today. Yesterday was a good day in business, Hashem. You know, give me some more. I had a very good day yesterday. I went to collect money in England. So I went to a certain guy, he had certain nights, and he saw it. So the mice, he wrote me a nice check. It wasn't anything great, but it was a nice check. And okay, I went on my way. The next morning, I happened to be in Shachmas. I had the same Shachmas. He came over, he slipped me a 50 pound. He said, I had a good day yesterday. Hey, here's some more money. I had a good day. So I said, I hope you have a good day tomorrow also. But anyway, the Meister, Sefer Shel Dover, so the Pshat is, so you had a good day. So the Bereshav, you know, I want a better day. No, Ka'oni, Hamavad, we spoke about this Rosh Hashanah, but the guy Rosh Hashanah, but the Chaba holds every single day. You have to walk into Tefillah, like Ka'oni, Hamavad, but I have nothing. You're the Odoin, and Tefillah is a Meister, it's spotless. I mean, spotless for the Bereshav. And that's how a person's Zoycha, to be answered is Tefillah. When we're asking for things in Tefillah, it's not because we want more. We're trying to realize, got the realization of everything, that it's all the Bereshav. Health, Rifa'enu, wealth, Baruch Aleinu. Everything that we need in Chaim, it's you. We have nothing to offer. The Bereshav is totally in charge, 100%. In everything in our lives. And we can't think of ourselves, that it's our plans and our things that's gonna bring us anything in this world. In Ruchnius, that's our department. But in Gashmius, Hakol! Hakol Bidei Shamai. Everything is Bidei Shamai. And therefore, when we approach Tefillah, it has to be with the biggest tachanunim, because Be'etzem, we're like an Ani Hamavach, Be'etzem, we think about it, because nothing's guaranteed. People wake up, they start their day, and they were millionaires. A few hours later, everything's gone. The stock went down. Someone just told me a story. A few days ago, the Bitcoin, whatever that coin was, whatever that was up, one of his relatives was in a million, had a million. A few hours later, who knows, days later, FS. Gone with the wind. What happened? Like, wow, I had such good ideas. I invested in this, invested in that. It's all baloney, Rabbi said. The Bereshav, 1 second. They said before that big down, there was a big recession, and at the time, a few years ago, there was a certain company, I forgot the name of the company, they were worth Lehman's, I think. They were worth, on Friday, they were worth billions of dollars, and on Sunday, they were worth mamish to come out nothing. A few hours of side, gone. You look at the bank account, you say, wow, look at my account. 70 million dollars. Sunday morning, zeros. Straight zeros with a one at the end. You have a nickel in your account now, sir. A nickel? What? That was a billionaire on Friday! Yeah, you could come pick up your nickel. We'll flip you at the door. You don't have to cut the floor. The teller will flip it to you. She might hit you in the nose. What are you talking about? It's a billionaire. Yesterday, the guy walked in. Wow. The man of health. Bulging muscles. Mamish popping out of all ladies. Muscles. Nose muscles. He worked so much. He lifted weights. He had big nose muscles coming out of his nose. Unbelievable. Famous story, there was a certain dead on the spot. Nothing, not around. Mamish, he was the specimen of man. Every muscle in his body, eyeball muscles. Every muscle. He could put on a shirt in the morning. Trying to get on his shirt every day. It was a struggle. Every time he came on his shirt, the next day was ripping all over. The muscles were bulging out. Popeye. Dead. What happened? Heart attack. This guy had a heart attack? He did 7,025 miles on the treadmill yesterday. The machine broke from all the miles on the treadmill. He had a heart attack. His heart was pumping like sugar. That heart, they never saw such a heart. The muscle was specimen of godless. The doctor did a test on his heart. This heart I haven't seen in 100 years, how healthy you are. Dead! Dead on arrival! What happened? Bereshav said, today you're going to be healthy, Chas V'Shalom, tomorrow. Guy goes in for Chas V'Shalom for a test. Healthy specimen. Last year he did the test. The doctor said, keep up that diet. He eats carrot sticks all day. They call him Yisachar Rabbit Bernstein. He eats carrot sticks, diet. Comes the next week, sick like a dog. What does he have? He was the highest, unbelievable. His diet was set exactly to the tea. Every day he spent drinking special teas and the Brazilian nut. He ate every day with the cherries. And he had every special diet at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Exactly. They brought him a special muffin back with whole wheat and no sugar. Wow. Sick like a dog. Again, a machla lo aleinu. A minute, Rabbi Yisrael. 1 minute. I must say, le'ono is miponai. Because we're not in control, Rabbi Yisrael. We're not in control. This is the most important lesson a person has to learn. When you see a tzvah, every moment you put on your tefillin, you wrap it around and say, I ain't in control of nothing. What's supposed to happen, what I think's going to be, the fly at this, I can only do my hishtadlis. What's going to happen? Ha, koil. B'day Shammai. You can't be negligent. We can't do the wrong thing, we have to watch out, but we have to understand with 100% that Ribbono Shel Olam is running the show totally. There is nothing that he's not in charge of, not being manig, not overseeing and making sure that he is going according to his will. And even if we will and we want and we everything, it's only going to be HaKoil. Pogromansky was a great Jew. The Mordechai Gifter used to talk about him and tells this great Jew called Ramotl. He was a great, big, big Talmud Chochom and an Oymek and a Oyved Hashem BeEmes. And one of his big things, he was a big Balmaimin, Ramotl. So him and a friend were traveling. It's page 50 of the Rav Gifter book, if anybody wants to know. Ahmed Beis. Anyway, they were traveling. And they plan to reach a destination before Shabbos. Like we all do, but say, you know, a guy leaves very early, like over here, a guy's going to, you know, Bnei Brak for Shabbos, and Baka, you know, Shabbos is 4:30, he leaves 2:45, you know, plenty of time to get there. I mean, I can't believe I got stuck in Beit Shemesh, how could it be? I left with plenty of time. Yeah, if I'm traveling in a Gamla Parcha, but anyway, traveling an airplane, maybe, you know, the new airplane cars, but, anyway, we got stuck on the bus. What could I do? Ended up in Abu Ghosh for Shabbos. Okay, what could I do? Shalom. We have to do it in Arabic. Anyway, sorry about that, Rabbi. I tried my hardest to leave before 2:45 when Shabbos is 4:30. But anyway, but he went on a trip and they were traveling to get to a good place for Shabbos. And they left and planned to get there well before the Shabbos. Bekitza, they became engrossed in discussion and they missed their stop. They were holding a stomach discussing their sugi and shas. They missed their stop. When they got off the train, it was almost Shabbos. And they didn't have any idea where they were going, where they were. So Ramatul's friend was horrified. What's going to be? What are they going to do? Shabbos is coming. They were nowhere. There was no Jewish community, nothing around. Sounds familiar? Yeah. Anyway, Lamaisa. So Ramato reassured his friend that he said a big Yisoy. Ramato said, listen, it's a Maradig Yisoy. A Jew is never lost, Ramato said. A Yid is never lost. If we are here, it's because we are, it's not because we are lost. It's meant to be, he said. And he has a Maradig Raya. Unbelievable. Ramato probably got, listen to this Raya. The Pasuk says that Hagar, when she left Avram's house, which she was thrown out with Yishmael, so they went, and it says they were Toya, she was lost, she was Toya Badara, she was lost. So Rashi says, what does that mean? She went back to her Avodah Zara. That's what Rashi says in the Pshat and the Pasuk. Rashi says, Hagar was lost, what does it mean? She returned to her ways of Avodah Zara, Avodah Zara. So says Rashi and Chumash. Frek of Makkal, look at Gasha. Has Rashi know? Maybe the Stam lost on the Derech. The Teretz is the Yid is never lost. If he's there, he's supposed to be there. So Rashi, what does it mean he's lost? Much when she went to Avodah Zarah. If he's lost, Taka. Where the Garaya, no? Rashi says, The Pasuk says she was law, Toya Madara. So Rashi, she went to her, what are you talking? What is Rashi doing to this lady? She was the wife of Abram, she gave everything up. It just says she got lost on the way. Mucha, she went back to Avodah Zarah. What? Why don't you go back to Abraham? Who said she went back? She got lost on the way. She took a wrong turn. Teres is like, what must be? The Yid is never lost. If she feels lost, must be she went back to Avodah Zarah. What a ride, no? So they said, oh, so that was sort of, so Zokter Motel. So the friend said, Ramotel is a beautiful word. He said in Yiddish, Mizen and Fort Fablonjit. Ramayza, at the end we're lost. Ramayza, a very nice word. But what are we doing for Shabbos? So Ramotel wasn't to give up hope. So he discovered that in the town nearby, there was one Yid. It was a town of Goyim Tol. There was one Yid. They went to his home. When the man opened the door, he was stunned to find two Jews. What are two Jews doing on his doorstep? He could not believe his eyes. He said, are you Eliyahu HaNavi? The Yid who opened the door. He said, what are you guys doing? 2 years are doing this. I'm the only Jew in hell. He asked him, Shah. No, Ramatul informed the man that they were just a Jew by the name of Matul Pergrat. And when he introduced him and his friend, the host invited him in and explained that he and his wife had a baby boy last Shabbos. And they invited a moyel to come to the house to do a bris on their baby. But the Maya says, no more want to come. There's no minion. There's nothing going on over there. So the Maya didn't come. But by the way, of any of you a Maya, friend said, yes, I happen to be a Maya. And they formed the verse for my son. A Yid is never lost. Because the Bereshon is running the show of us. If you're lost, then you must be shot in a different religion. Not to Judaism of my son. A Yid is never lost. It was a Maya, Reb Shach Nazon. Reb Shach Nazon was a big tzaddik. I think it was with him. And the Maisa in his time, it was in the early years. Those times used to be when you got on a plane. So today, they get off the plane, they take you off. But in those times, they used to, or even today, maybe they do it all, they refuel. And some people stay on the plane, they go there. Some people get off over there. Today, everybody gets off, I think, if they're getting off, whatever. But in those times, some of those who had to get off got off, those who stayed off, like the bus. Anyway, one time he was coming to Eretz Yisrael, he was supposed to be in Eretz Yisrael, and he fell asleep on at the stop, whatever, and the plane took off and he missed. He was supposed to get off in a certain Europe somewhere, and the plane was carrying on to Hong Kong. And he was supposed to get off in Europe and take a plane to Eretz Yisrael for Rosh Hashanah. Kitzur, he fell asleep, and he ended up on the plane. The plane took off. He wakes up and says, where are we? Middle of the air, Zoe wakes up, he's there, oh, well, Hashem, the flight ended, where are we heading? Hong Kong. For Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi said, not for, you know, some Tu B'Shvat, Mesiba, with some payroll Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat Igiya. It's not Tu B'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah in Hong Kong. I don't know what goes on there. Anyway, he gets off the plane, it's a long trip, it's close to Yom Tov, so he goes in and he finds some shul. There was a shul, there was a small minyan. And Rashach Nazon ends up spending Rosh Hashanah in some wild minyan, and he got up to speak over there, Rabbi Yisai. He gets up to speak, and the Maizah Sovah Shaldover, at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, Sovah Shaldover, there was a Yid over there who came from, he ended up goes to Or Samech, and he's sitting here, no. But the Maizah, but he ended up being a from Yid, Rabbi Yisai. Why? Because the Baruch Hashem made Rashach Nazon sleep. And he fell asleep on the plane, and he ended up in Hong Kong. I said, what was the chance of this Yid hearing the drasha from a chashuv rav like that? Well, the chance was zero. But I said, if we think in our way, we're planning it out. But then we're not in control, Rabbi Yisrael. And this is the lesson, Rabbi Yisrael. We have so many things in our life, when it goes wrong, we think that we have any say in the matter. The whole Yisoy of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to teach Paro that not only, Gam Tzoyinchem, everything, Ani Batel. Yad Kehor, the left hand, Rabbi Yisai. We're not in control of anything that goes. The one thing we control is Yerushalayim. We have to learn how to be good Jews and serve Hashem Almighty as an Eved, Rabbi Yisai. But what goes on in the Gashmias of our lives, in fact, we have to make a Shtadlus. We have to be the Torah, especially when we're not holding that low, we have to make a certain Shtadlus. That's what the Torah wants of us, to make a Shtadlus. But the outcome and what's going to be and the plane that we're trying to catch, that we get stuck and we get lost somewhere on the side. You have to remember a Matul's word, a Jew is never lost. If you're lost, it's Chas V'Shalom, it's a different Amunah, Rabbi Yisai. We're never lost. If it's lost, it's a Shaila, you're lost maybe in Nuchnias. But in Gashmias, Rabbi Yisai, a Yid is never lost. because if you're there, you're supposed to be. There's a reason you're going to be there, Rabbi Yisrael. There's a reason you're going to be at that minion. There's a reason you end up, sometimes a person's going somewhere, he gets stuck, and he ends up davening. Who knows, Rabbi Yisrael? Maybe a person's going to see you daven and gets inspiration. You're not going to even know about it, even. You didn't even know about it. Okay, great shmooze, Rabbi. So if it turned out that way, that this guy ended up going, or it turned out that he happened to be a bris, you're not going to even know why. But at the end of the day, the Bereshit will put you in a certain place, and you're going to be there, and it could be you're not going to know, even in this world. In the next world, you'll realize why you had to be in that place at that time. Because you had to inspire somebody, because you had to do something about that. Because at the end of the day, the Bereshit is pulling the pawn, pulling the pieces, moving the pieces of the puzzle, about that, moving the chess pieces. And if we don't realize the person, the mice, at the end of the day, a person has a much easier life. How much of our life is invested and worried? I'm talking to myself. We get so worried. What's going to be with this? And what's going to be with that? You're in traffic, and you have to make a flight, Rabbi Yisrael. You have to make a flight. It's a one flight. And all of a sudden, crazy traffic, the car breaks down. Rabbi Yisrael, at the end of the day, I had one time we were going to the airport with the family, and we were going for a summer, and we hired this guy with a van. Right away when he came with the van, I have a perfect new van. And if that's called new, I wonder what old looks like. But anyway, he comes with his van, says some clunker, and I was so nervous. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we're getting there, I had to get out and push a little bit. But no, but Levi said, at the end of the day, we're getting there. All of a sudden, we're on the highway, holding by Modian. My family in there, suitcase. And Levi said, I always leave late. But anyway, Levi said, so we're leaving. We left later, because whatever, Diamond Nets. And we're leaving late, we're on the day, he's driving with his clunker, and I hear noises coming in. And he says, what's that? No, it has a little indigestion, no problem. Crazy noises. Hashem, you're out, Hashem. Please get me there. All of a sudden, we're about Mamdian. Dead! He pulls over, Baruch Hashem, he got us over to the side. We have about an hour and 15 minutes of the flight. I'm going nuts. I have all my family with crazy amount of luggage. What am I doing? Fast highway. Going to the airport. The kids, no one stopped me. I was the highway. The kids, I don't know what to do. I'm going crazy. I quickly call the cabs from Modena. Get over here right away. You got to make the airport. I need two cabs. I have family and luggage. Get me two cabs. Okay, we'll get it. Finally come. It's about an hour before the flight. And they're speeding, mamish, through traveler. I get there, mamish, 44 minutes before the flight. I pull over, I'm running like I'm a sugar, mamish. He made it there like in 9 minutes. I just go through traveler, on top of cars. We get in there! Because he gets there, the other cars a little bit later. We're running, everybody's running, mamish, with the luggage pulling it out. The kids are, we get to the thing, the lady says, you're on that flight? Yeah. Okay, okay, put it on. She said, but there's a problem with the seats. We're going to have to move you up to economy, to business class. Okay, no problem. I'll take that. If I would have come earlier, they would have put me on the plane. No problem. Bereshit says, don't worry. I want you in business class for this flight. You're running, worrying. What's going on in the brain? Oh my God, it's the flight. Business class! Let's stop. You're getting business class. I was... Oh, Hashem, I knew it would be okay. Sitting there with my thing weighing out, these guys who came early on the back, stuffed like sardines. Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. That was also, I didn't plan it. Bereshit put it in, all control, Rabbi Yisrael. Wanted to get another laugh. Unbelievable, Rabbi Yisrael. Everything is in the Bereshit control, and it's so. David Amel says, I live. David Amel was the epitome of a Munar Boisai. You know what it does for our lives, Boisai? It makes it so easy. You know how much worries in our lives, stress and worry and stress. That means we have to make our standards. But when it's not in our control, the outcome. We have to make a standards. The person wants to do it. You have to make a standards. But don't get nervous. Do what you have to do and leave it to the Bereshit. He's running the show. And it makes your life such a different life. A person lives this life. A person lives with amuna, real amuna b'Hashem, Rabbi Yisrael. You have no worries. You live a simcha de gemayev. David Amel said in Tehillim, Kuf Lamed Aleph, 131, said to David Amel, I'm like a baby in the mother's arms. I have no worries. I'm not worried about what the tzara is. Nothing going on. I'm like a mother in the baby's arms. The Gemara says in Shabbos, that Abayna, it's not the Gemara says in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, I think. The Gemara says in Shabbos, but the Gemara says that in order to be chayef is soiser, you need soiser. I'm going to ask you, there's a malach in Shabbos knocking down something. Just like buildings, a malach also knocking down. The Gemara says you need soiser, I will not live in us with koimah. You have to knock it down, and you want to have to kavanah to build here. If you don't have kavanah to build here, then you're not chayef. If this, I want to knock down this building and build over there, it's not a doraisa, it's only the rabban soiser. I'm not affecting Gemara, what do you mean? But in the Midbar, in the Mishkan, where do we learn from the Mishkan? They knocked down the Mishkan and they put it up. The Gemara says they knocked it down here and they built it somewhere else. So we see with Sarisa when I was living. So up the Gemara came up Yashem Yachlum up Yashem Yisohu. This is up Yashem. Kisarisa when I was this little bit of Koima. It was like they built in the place. What's going on? It's like a love is for. The Yisoyed Kais from the Midbar, we lived the Persian, whatever he told us to go, we were told bottle. Mimele, we were like the hands, we were like a kid, a baby in the arms of the mother. A baby in the arms of one moves. No, he stays in the same place always. The mother moves, the baby never goes anywhere. That's the Pshat of the Chayim Shalom in that Gemara. It's the conclusion, we end the hands of the Ibn Shalom, and that's what we have to always work on, to realize the Ibn Shalom is running the show. If you're lost, if you feel lost, you think you're lost, you think something happened, then that's not Judaism, Baisa. Chogar, it goes back to Avodah Zarah, Baisa. Paro was supposed to Leonos B'ponai, and Oni, Baisa. And we approach Tefillah, Baisa. What a chosh of a Zach Tefillah is, Baisa. We don't talk about Tefillah as much, we talk about Torah, but what is Zach, Baisa? But how do you approach it? According to the Mishnah Brura and the Mir Alocha, could be approach it with some type of feeling that I have things and things are mine. You're not Yotzei Tefillah, but more than that, Rabbeinu. More than that, Rabbeinu Yonah says unbelievable zach and brachas. Says the Gemara, Kol Akoveya Mokum Letfilosa, Elokei Avram BeEzra. A person who's Koveya Mokum Letfilosa, he sets a specific place to daven, not here every week he davens. You know, Friday night, you know, he's a married man. Friday night I daven the Chassidish Shtibel. Shabbos day, I daven in the Yekesh Minyan. I want to taste all different types of Judaism, and by Mincha Shabbos, there I daven in the hippie Minyan, yippie, and for the hippies. The kids, I like to move around, but the Chazal say no. Kovei Amokot Vilosa. So Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the Maila? They say it is Levaya. Hey Onov, hey Chosid, Mitamidish Avram Avinu. That's what they say about this guy's Kovei Amokot. In fact, Rabbeinu Yonah, the guy was a smart-faring salesman. What did they say? Hey Onov, they didn't say Shmuel. Shmuel in the Gemara, they didn't say these things about. Well, they said, but he was the God of Ador. He's a smart-faring salesman just because he had his name Bernstein on the seat. He sat there every day. He's an Onov, he's a Chosid. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, no. You know what it means? A person is Mekoveh Mokal Tfilosai. In Brachos over there, so Rabbeinu Yonah, a person is Mekoveh Mokal Tfilosai. It means he's medactic in Tfilos. So he's obviously talking about a person who's medactic, not just Tom, because he wants to have a seat and no one to bother him. But he's medactic to Tom in the same place because he wants medactic in Tfilah. And a person medactic in Tfilah has to be an Onov. Because a person who's a Balgaiva can't daven. A person who feels that everything's coming to me, everything is mine, you can't daven. So if he's so medacting in tefillah, and he's medacting to a kind of feeling the right way, that means he loves tefillah. A person that loves tefillah is only somebody that really believes is a true honor of and understands that the whole tefillah is about recognizing the Baruch Hashem being the Adoin, and I'm the master, and I have to beg him to be able to be matzliach b'zeh. But a person who's a person who's spoiled, a person who goes down to the dining room and he says, oh, it's only that for supper tonight, it's wings, delicious wings, I'm spoiled, I have to have exactly what I want. A person who lives his life that he gets everything he wants, and he lives a life that everything's coming to him, and he doesn't have a chorus that totally spoiled him, that person can't daven, he can't stand davening. If he wants to daven the private, because davening is about bittul. Davening is recognized the Baruch Shalom is running the world. And if you don't, you don't work on that, you're never going to enjoy davening in Bais Hamikdash. It's only someone who really believes that Hashem is in control, and the only way I can get something is really talk to Him, like a Ani HaMavakish BaPesach, that's a tzuras HaTfilah Bais Hamikdash. But today, today we're so spoiled. Today we're so into Gashmias that we don't have exactly what we want. We have tiny Rabbi Sai. These people, it's very hard to daven Rabbi Sai. Davening is on the Ruach Shel Oyel, but we can affect the davening is unbelievable Rabbi Sai. But we have to learn to become humble. We have to learn to appreciate what we get. We have to learn to lay on noise, to be that Ani HaMavakish BaPesach. And B'Shus Zer Rabbi Sai. Will be zoich to be able to daven properly, not only daven properly, but be eizah Hashem connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, be the true Eved Hashem, be zoich to mekabel the Adnas Hashem, Mashiach Yikeinu Meir v'Yemeinu.